Serious vitamin D deficiency in children can cause rickets, delayed motor development, muscle weakness, aches and pains, and even fractures in some cases. Today we are going to talk about vitamin D and children. Hi friends, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam, your host at Dr. Dad Podcast. Children need vitamin D for bone growth and development. So do babies developing in the womb. Vitamin D helps us absorb calcium. Like we said, serious vitamin D deficiency in children can cause rickets, delayed motor development, muscle weakness, aches and pains, and even fractures. Vitamin D deficiency in adults has been linked to osteoporosis, some cancers, heart diseases, and even diabetes. If women don't get enough vitamin D during pregnancy, their children are at a greater risk of developing rickets later in childhood. This risk is reduced if children get enough vitamin D after birth. We all know that sunlight helps in vitamin D synthesis, isn't it? But how much is enough? In particular, in Indian subcontinent, there's no very highly specific study that has been done. But yeah, for summer months in places with high intensity sunlight, few minutes to few hours in a week is good enough. And as for more colder areas where the sunlight is a little bleak, somewhere around 3 to 5 hours per week should be good enough for kids. Vitamin D and food. So most children won't get enough vitamin D from food alone, but food with lots of vitamin D can add up to the total vitamin D in your child gets from sunshine. Foods naturally containing vitamin D include some sort of fish, which are like fresh fatty fishes like salmon or mackerel or sardines. Even liver, mushrooms and egg yolks are good sources of vitamin D. Why is there vitamin D deficiency at all? You know, children might be at risk of vitamin D deficiency if they keep all their skin covered, you know, especially when they're out in the sun. Or they spend most of their time indoors and they don't get much or any sunlight. They might be having some condition which affect how the body controls vitamin D levels. For example, liver diseases, kidney diseases and conditions, you know, that cause problems with absorbing food like celiac disease or certain other ailments. In certain cases, they might be taking certain medicines that can be affecting their vitamin D levels. For this, then you need to consult your physician. And in certain cases, it has also been observed that have been breastfed for a very long time, especially for a mother who is low on vitamin D, this can also be a cause for vitamin D deficiency in the child. Signs of vitamin D deficiency include rickets, delayed motor development, muscle weakness, aches and pain, and fractures, especially in children. Talk with your pediatrician or your GP if you're worried about your child's vitamin D levels, or you are pregnant and think that you might be having a vitamin D deficiency. Your GP can order a blood test, which is the best way to check vitamin D levels. For mild deficiencies, your doctor might just say that your child needs to get a bit more sunlight, that's all. And if you or your child has a severe vitamin D deficiency, then your doctor might ask you or your child to take some vitamin D supplements as well as getting more sun. If you or your child can't get more sun, the GP might say that taking vitamin D supplements is the best thing to do. You might take vitamin D supplements in one large or single dose, or you might take a supplement for several weeks or months. You can even talk to a dietitian for a better supplement in that way. So today we have kept our podcast really short and simple. I hope you've liked it. Please let us know if you want us to talk about anything in particular. I hope you have a great day and a wonderful, wonderful life. Thank you so much. Thank you.